many of us struggle with feelings that we're not good enough. On the one hand, the self-acceptance movement can be toxic. It teaches us that we should feel good about life no matter what and reward ourselves for all behaviors, whether good or bad. But on the flip side, we have that never-ending pursuit of self-improvement where we never feel good enough and always need more to feel happy. Our self-perception comes from several different sources, and one of them is none other than our high-powered culture, which is really competitive and encourages us to look outside ourselves for our self-worth. Magazines and social media show us the ideal body, movies show us unrealistic love stories, and television and the internet show us all the amazing things we could own if only we had more money. On top of that, many of us carry trauma and internalized beliefs that create fears we may not even be aware of. Well, with all these external factors, it's no wonder that so many of us find ourselves asking, "Why am I not good enough?" at some point in our lives. But always remember that no matter how you feel, it's important to know that you are good enough. You are good enough, really, you are, honey. The truth is that everyone is good enough. Usually, when a self-help writer or podcaster say something like, "Believe it and you can achieve it," you're destined for greatness. But it goes in one ear and out the other. You don't actually feel it on that deep level. Actually, you don't even believe them. I often tell people they're good enough, and I'm generally not saying this in a pandering way. So what angle am I coming from? Well, I'm fascinated with the human condition. I love stories, especially stories about people who overcome huge obstacles and display real resilience. Seeing stories woven together over time has helped me realize how powerful, adaptable, and capable human beings are in general. Knowing all these let me know that you are actually worthy. You're inherently worthy because you are a human being filled with the DNA of species that has survived ice ages, plagues, famines, wars, tragedy, and so much more, and came out of the other end so innovative, resilient, and evolve. And you, beautiful you, have that DNA in you. That survivor DNA in you. On top of it, I don't think you really give yourself enough credit for how you handle your life. For example, if you're a parent, odds are you're a halfway decent one. This means that you have something you're willing to put your life on the line for. A mission and a source to share unconditional love. Even if you don't always love yourself so much, remember how much capacity you have for another human being. And if you have a job, for example, a job that you don't like, okay? You've already shown you have that discipline and persistence. It's just directed in the wrong area for now. That can always change. Your brain uses this process that keeps you from true self-acceptance and confidence. First, your brain highlights all your deficiencies and flaws. Then, it deletes all the moments where you have been successful, competent, and capable. And lastly, it distorts reality itself to give context to certain situations where none is needed. Like, for instance, people are judging me when no one is actually paying attention to you at all. Even when we know that we're good enough, we allow other people to quickly ruin our confidence. For example, when you nail a presentation at work and receive negative feedback, or go for that big promotion that got turned down, it's easy to think you're not good enough. When someone doesn't return our phone calls or stands us up on a date or breaks off a relationship, we tell ourselves we weren't good enough for them. But focusing on external factors like these only brings frustration and pain in our lives. Our relationship with ourselves and with others can make us feel like we're not good enough. But they don't have to. Your worth isn't based on what others think of you, and you can change your mindset and assign a different meaning to events in your life. You can stop asking, "Why am I not good enough?" and start asking, "How can I face my fears and live a life I desire?" You cannot control anyone else's actions, no matter how many expectations you put on them. I have myself struggled with expectations of others that made me feel not good enough and so miserable. I felt that if I gave all my time, love, and attention to the people in my life, I could expect affection and the love I wanted in return. I used to be in a place where I didn't feel good enough or worthy at all. I always had something to prove. I acted out because I wanted to be validated, loved, accepted. But I learned the hard way that that's not how personal relationships work. I had to let go of all my expectations, toxic behavior, and stop turning to others for my own personal fulfillment. I wanted to be proud of the person I saw in the mirror. So yes, work for yourself, but work. You'll never get to a point where you don't need validation from the outside world. But as you work on yourself, more for the sake of working on yourself and trying to fix a deficiency, you'll get that validation as a byproduct anyways, which will always increase your confidence even more. Focusing on what you can actually control is the only way to make peace with yourself, honey. You gotta find the drive within yourself that will propel you to success. Always remember that you're an unfinished product. I'm not going to let you off the hook. See, understanding your inherent worth is great. Self-love, self-care is great, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try hard or have no goals at all. You want to self-actualize for yourself, but do it nonetheless. Don't leave potential on the table because of a false sense of contentment. Push yourself and challenge yourself to keep creating your own little personal records. That's gonna make you more confident. An object in motion stays in motion, and since human beings always have the underlying sense of not being good enough, you're gonna need that momentum to keep you in the right state. There's plenty of things I don't like about myself and wish I could change, but instead I try to focus on my mission. I focus on validating myself for doing the things I love and putting my heart into them. And this isn't to rid myself of insecurities. I do this to become a whole person. I always have insecurities, and so will you and everybody else. But you can find a way to sort of integrating them into your life along with your mission. You let your insecurities push you to get better, but not to the point you overly judge yourself. it becomes a metaphorical tough love football coach archetype. The coach yells at you to do more drills because you're not good enough. But then they take you out and to dinner after practice and talks about your future with you. That's the balance you're gonna have to look to strike. If you don't feel good enough, it's essential to catch any negative self-talk and change those words to empowering ones. Ask yourself, would I say this to my best friend? Would I treat anyone else the negative way I treat myself? We are often so much harder on ourselves than we are on others. But with mindfulness and dedication, we can change our story. Stop being harsh on yourself, honey, and understand that your flaws are just things you wish you could change, not some kind of death sentence to a better future. Well, I know. Easier said than done, yes. All self-improvement advice is so much easier said than done. But that doesn't mean you can't do it, though. The reasons you think you're not good enough are merely excuses you created because of your own fears, your own limiting beliefs. Think of all the time you've spent not feeling good enough. What could you have accomplished if you put that time to good use instead? The minute you know that you are good enough, your life will change for the better. Whatever you hold in your mind on a consistent basis is exactly what you will experience in your life. Not everyone has the knowledge to change the story on their own. And that's nothing to be embarrassed about. Working with someone who has the knowledge you need will help you build confidence in your skills, which will ultimately make you feel empowered to go after the success you know you're capable of. And always remember this. It seems we are living the American dream. But the people who are highest up got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people to the ugliest things. For the road to riches and diamond rings. It's important to remember that we're all living in this weird matrix of self-consciousness. Signaling, comparison, curation, totem pole measurement, and so on. We're all self-conscious. And I'm just the first to admit it. We're also afraid of each other. So afraid to just be our actual selves all the time. Everybody is like this, you know. When you remember this, it can make you feel better. It can make you kinder to yourself and other people at the same time. It's pretty hard to get into this frame. But when you realize people are just as self-conscious as you are, just as nervous and neurotic as you are, and of course just as worried about others' opinion as you are of theirs, it can help you chill out a little bit. We all have strengths and weaknesses. Some of us are highly confident in areas that others are low in, and vice versa. Unfortunately, it seems that the world moves way too fast for us to understand and accept this. But maybe you can be the one to add a piece of positivity into the world. That's pretty much all I'm working on these days. I want to send positive vibes to the universe. I want to be okay with myself and I want to be okay with other people, and flaws included. My mission is to help people to know, help you know that it's okay. You're okay, you're good, and I genuinely, truly mean it. The yin and yang duality, we need that. A little self-consciousness and a little motivation and positivity are a good mixture. Just the right concoction to water the seeds of greatness. So go. Go grow, lovelies. Thank you for listening to me. This was your favorite host, the Bubbly Bibi.